Both Gebrüder Tornit as well as their biggest competitor, the company Jacob & Josef Korn, exhibited at the World Exhibition which took place in Paris in 1900. Korn switched to committing themselves to the designs of renowned Art Nouveau architects earlier than Tornit did. From then on, Korn did not only offer anonymously produced mass articles, but also furniture designed by artists. Bentwood furniture designed by architects from Viennese workshops, Adolf Loos, Gustav Siegel, Otto Wagner, Josef Hoffmann, and Koloman Moser turned up in their premises. Tornit did not have new chair stars designed by architects until 1905. Marcel Kammerer, a pupil of Otto Wagner, designed the furniture for the extension of the Hotel Wiesler in Graz in 1909. Since 1928, Tornit had also been producing models made of bent tubular steel. These were designed by, amongst others, Bauhaus architects Marc Stamm, Le Corbusier, Mies van der Rohe, and Marcel Breuer. The cantilever tubular steel chair became a classic of a new era. It embodied functionality, transparency, and lightness. In this way, the cantilever chair put into practice the principles of new objectivity demanded by the avant-garde in the most succinct way.